Lecture 1. The End of Prohibition. Today, medical marijuana is legal in 21 states and Washington, D.C. As of now, 4 states, Colorado, Washington, Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, D.C., legalized marijuana for recreational purposes. Other states, including New York, New Jersey, and Arizona, are considering plans to legalize medical marijuana and, eventually, recreational marijuana. The marijuana industry is not just a matter of direct product sales, already estimated to be in the billions of dollars. The market also incorporates any number of ancillary businesses ranging from consulting to marketing to the manufacturing of vaporizers and security systems to seed-to-sale software systems that track inventory. Many still argue that the industry is not ready for prime time insofar as federally chartered institutions continue to be understandably reluctant to accept deposits. Similarly, institutional investors are still mostly sitting it out, waiting for some resolution on the federal level. There are remaining vocal opponents to the whole industry, and some feel legalization is bad public policy. "This is big tobacco redux," says Kevin Sabet, director of Drug Policy Institute at the University of Florida, and a former official with the Office of National Drug Control Policy. "They know the only way to make money is to create addiction." Jeffrey Myron, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, favors decriminalization, but warns, "The door is slightly ajar, but not enough to let the horses gallop out." Myron believes that the marijuana industry should be treated as the tobacco and liquor industries, but feels the classification of cannabis as a felony-level drug cannot be ignored, and he suggests deep caution at this time. However, Sabet's and Myron's views are becoming increasingly in the minority. A recent Gallup poll showed that 58% of Americans are in favor of recreational marijuana becoming legal, while an even larger percentage are in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. 3 2014 developments signal a new regulatory regime is on the way. 1. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not interfere with marijuana retail sales as long as all state and federal rules are followed and all taxes are paid. 2. The U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network issued formal guidance to U.S. banks on how to do business with marijuana firms. 3. The President of the United States mentioned marijuana and alcohol in the same sentence. An enormous, quasi-dormant underground economy is awakening, and large components are coming to the surface. Taylor West, deputy director of the 440-member National Cannabis Industry Association, said, "There is a whole canopy of products that goes beyond plants." He cites cannabis-infused foods and drinks, cannabis oils, butters, tinctures, and salves. New regulatory demands will spark other opportunities, such as laboratories to test for impurities and software systems to track product from seed to sale. But make no mistake about it, some investors in some of the publicly held cannabis-connected companies detailed at hempinsiders.com will lose money. In early 2014, several marijuana companies quadrupled in value on the OTC board in a matter of weeks. Some of them were accused of pump-and-dump schemes. FINRA has announced that it has seen a number of red flags among public cannabis companies. It also pointed to the fact that a CEO of one firm was once indicted for a Ponzi scheme.